so much. Someone else is going to introduce our next speaker. Come on up here. It's Claire.
I just want to introduce our next speaker really quick. We ducked out earlier because tonight my boyfriend Brad Einstein made his TV premiere on Shameless, and it aired during this, and so we went and watched it. Drugs to William H. Macy. It was great. It was wonderful. Anyway, our next speaker is the sweetest human being on the planet, Brad Einstein.
You motherfucker. Entire dichotomy is actually what my story is going to be about, and forgive me if it's a little rambling. Oh, I'm just going to hold it. Cool. I'm going to hold this. Yeah, so the card that I picked was the Your Text Here card from Apples to Apples. If anybody knows that game, I don't know if it exists anymore, probably because of you guys. I'm sure you guys can't admit because of legal reasons, but I imagine at some point a group of 19-year-old boys looked at an Apples to Apples Your Text Here card and imagined, hey, what if we just put our text here? What if we just said, like, all the shit that, like, propriety says we cannot do? What if we do all, like, the fun shit that people are like, ooh, you can't say that, but let's say that, ooh, yeah. We're going to take out the cards that say Catherine Zeta-Jones, and we're going to put in a card that says Automotive Fatality. We're going to take out Tectonic Plates, and we're going to put in Date Rape. And then we're going to think for more than 30 seconds and take Date Rape back out. But instead, we're going to put in, like, bar mitzvah blood bukkake. Yeah! And I love that. I love that. I love that feeling. And all of my comedy and my entire life kind of stems from that idea of, like, I want to live in a world where I don't have to do what propriety says is okay. I'm going to do what, like, oh, that makes me uncomfortable. Like, my entire relationship with Claire is like, Claire's like, don't say that. I'm like, oh, if you don't want me to say it, I'm definitely going to say that. For those who don't know me, I'm a comedian, I guess, ish in the city, and I really admire cards because, like, I am trying to make people laugh. I'm spending most of my time trying to convince people in some way to pay me to be funny. Whereas cards is really smart, and they're like, hey, you pay us for a way to be funny. Like, these cards will make you funny. You use this Mad Lib kind of thing, and you put this thing into this thing, and congratulations, Melissa, you made comedy. It's brilliant. It's brilliant. I'm trying to, like, sell a man a fish, and you guys are teaching a man how to comedy fish. And selling them, like, expansion packs of worms, like, every 6 to 8 months. And it's, like, really, like, with all due respect, it's, like, a beautiful pyramid scheme of, like, we will show you how to be funny that has only been perfected by Cards Against Humanity and, like, Sharna Halpern. I would also say Second City, but they give me money, so I love you. But for real, in my comedy, like, I always love to, like, live in that world where you propriety is not cool, and they, like, you're like, oh, that's fun, and, like, all my characters are like the Koch brothers getting, like, fucking Eiffel Towered by, like, a anime tentacle monster that is also Ayn Rand, or like. A director of an ISIS beheading video teaching you how to have, like, a viral hit. Like, I'm like, yeah, that's the shit I want to live in all the time. But I also use that as, like, a crutch all the time to kind of, like, protect my soft little, like, baby body. Like, Katie Johnson Smith at this last Your Stories. At Valentine's Day, I'm going to say this just so you know I'm a genuine nice person. For Valentine's Day, Claire and I made Claire this dinner that was like six courses, and every course was like a play off an inside joke that we had had in our relationship. And Katie came up to me and she was like, "Hey, Brad, Claire told me about what you did at dinner. That's really, really sweet. And just, you big softy." And I should have said, "Hey, thank you." What I did say was, "Claire had to say that. She had a knife to her throat." Because in that moment, I would rather have Katie Johnson Smith and now a room full of her friends and coworkers think that I'm a knife-wielding psychopath than, like, a nice guy. And, like, and I think, like, that moment... And let's forget about that, because the actual story I'm going to tell is going to make you be like, "Oh boy." So let's forget I ever said that to Katie Johnson Smith. But I think that that moment that really made me realize that, like, going farther past what propriety allowed was in middle school, where, like, everyone has this version of the story, but, like, mine is the most Americana kind of version of this story ever. Where, like, I lived across the street from my middle school, and every day I would get the shit kicked out of me. Every single day I would get the shit kicked out of me by my two bullies. One was named Mikey Spaziani and went by Spaz, and the other one was Mitch Butts, who went by Butts. So every day I would get the shit kicked out of me by Spaz and Butts. And what would happen was they would walk front behind me, and there would be Brad with his book bag, his roller book bag on, because my mom cared more about my back health than my social standings. My purple lunchbox in one hand and my oboe case in the other hand. Thank you for like just going, "Oh no." And like, I don't want to have a dweeb off in this like fucking cavalcade of Morlocks, but like, I will say, like, the dweebiest sentence I can say comes from my life was, I had to stop playing the oboe because I developed an allergy to the reeds. So every day they would come up, flip my book bag over my head, and, like, just beat the shit out of me. And I would be like, "Oh no, get off, I can't drop my oboe." And so I'd be like flapping like a doomed albatross, I suppose. And just get the shit kicked out of me every day. Like, and like, I lived across the street from a pond, and I would like, they'd like smash my face into goose shit and laugh. And I'd be like, "Fuck, it's okay, I'm fine, we're doing okay." Except for the one day that I realized, like, oh my god, the only way to beat these guys is, like, they're still doing, like, what bully stuff does. I have to, like, go farther than they're willing to go. Like, if they're beating the shit out of me, apples to apples style, I'm gonna have to beat the shit out of them, Cards Against Humanity style. Let's say, just for the sake of this, that's not what I thought at the time. It wasn't invented. So they go to beat me up, and it's a one time that I realize, hey, I can let go of my oboe. I've got hands and arms too. So this is not something I'm proud of, but I drop my oboe and I drop my my lunchbox, and I fucking destroyed Mikey Spaziani. Cause I had that beautiful time period where, like, puberty hits and you realize you have a bigger body, like, in your body than you have in your mind. And you're like, holy shit, this is amazing. And, like, instead of grinding his face into goose shit, I ground his face into gravel and then held his head down and punched it three times to accentuate the phrase, "Never touch me again." That's fucked. One person who laughed. Because, like, I went home and I, like, wept for 3 hours. Because I'm like, that's disgusting. I'm terrible. I saw Mikey the next day and he looked like the bad guy from Grease. And, like, And like, it was terrible, but at the same time, I'm like, holy shit. If I just like, am cooler and like more bad boy than them, they're not gonna touch me anymore. And like, people used to call me Blowjob because my name was Bradley Jordan. And after that, I used to cry, but after I beat the shit out of Mikey Spaziani, people would call me Blowjob, and I'd be like,
everybody likes a good beach.
And like, a lot of you can say, oh my god, Brad, this is disgusting. This is about like, just like raising the stakes, like an arms race. You just went farther than them. That's disgusting. That's what's wrong with society. Look at friggin' ISIS. Look at friggin' the Ukraine. Look at Palestine. You're doing the same thing they were. I refuse to do that because if I did that, I'd have to recognize that Palestinians were people and we don't want to do that, right, Katie? Exactly. But I like to think that I've always lived in a world that like propriety I don't like. And half the time, like as evidence with me against Spaz and Butts or Katie Johnson Smith last Valentine's Day, I use it to hide who I actually am, who's like a soft little oboe carrying baby boy. But on the other side of it, pushing past propriety can be, which I like to think I'm trying to do with my comedy, and which Cards Against Humanity certainly succeeds at, can just be a whole hell of a lot of fun. Okay, I'm going to end that, even though it was pretentious. I'm going to stop talking. Thank you.
Thank you, Brad. You know, don't be too mad at Claire. I was going to give you basically the same introduction, kiss and all. So next show, buddy. Next show.